Hi, I'm Ashley Lair from Germantown, New York. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA, Hudson, Catskill. Hands-on and listener-supported radio.
This is Rob Sacker, host of Overlooked, WGXC's excursion into underheard and overlooked music. Overlooked is now on fourth Tuesday of each month from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Each show is themed, connecting disparate types of music in new and uncharted ways. That's Overlooked, 12 to 2 on Tuesdays.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Green and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Give me liberty or give me death.
WGXC, the station that gives you liberty.
Yeah. Now is my time. Now is my time. Everybody rock with me because I'm up now. Took your girl and I'm scoring like I made the touchdown. Swerving and that Lambo doors go up, not on the bus now. Used to want a G-Shock, now I'm walking with a bus down. Pull up and I'm flooded with a iced out watch. Whip it look like butter, baby, pecan drop. Pecan drop, put that four in sun drop. Stand my knots, count a lot, saw a lot. Got them rocks, diamond rocks, whip the pot. 1600, that's the block. Hit your girl, that's check free. She ain't used to text me. Now she won't caress me. She keep tryna me. I gotta tell my bestie. Someone call my bestie. Think I found my bestie. Link up, make the check bleed. You know that I'll be to next week. No, I had to let her go, cause she can't arrest me.
Walk up with my toolie, what they do? Meet me in the alley with the troops. I got red shooters, I got blue. Let that thing down and point at you. Billy or the Rari, play true. We gon' ride the bank, bring the loop. We gon' take this boy back to school. Money on the floor, just like shoes. Money on the floor, just like shoes. Yeah, I'ma f**k it, she just swell, huh? Yeah, I'ma f**k it, she just swell, huh? Yeah, and I love my guns. Yeah, and I love my toes. Yeah, and I love my loot. Yeah, for me, you gon' lose. Don't talk to me, just talk to my little dude.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio. That was a song by Playboi Carti and Lil Uzi Vert called Shooter. And we're here today presenting 1 hour of a new random Clubhouse theme that we're doing while in quarantine. I'm not, of course, saying this from my home, but I'm here at the Clubhouse, you know, our radio station. And all views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse parent organization and the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. And we will also be back after the local news and weather.
Yeah. From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Brand. Nick Reisman is reporting for the State of Politics blog. State budget process this year is far different than previous years. New York is facing somewhere between a $10 to $15 billion revenue shortfall, and with so much uncertainty on when businesses can open and people can start returning to work, Governor Andrew Cuomo is pushing for a budget that can be adjusted month to month based on incoming revenues. This will impact how local government and schools can spend their money, which already has many groups concerned. State Senator Shelley Mayer and chair of the Senate Education Committee wrote, and I quote, "As we know, New York State is projected to lose billions in tax revenue due to the coronavirus crisis, threatening essential school funding," end quote. As a way to avoid education cuts, Mayer backs the adoption of a statewide budget that includes a higher tax rate for anyone who earns $5 million or more. Education advocates are saying this tax revenue could go to high-need districts that rely heavily on state funding. But Cuomo is against increasing taxes on the state's upper class, saying it will drive them away. The budget is due next Wednesday, April 1st. And you can read the full story on the State of Politics blog. Nora Mishenick reports for Columbia Green Media that the Greene County Public Health website now says there are 9 positive cases, but are not returning multiple requests for comment from the local newspaper. Greene County website gets a new one-sentence update on weekdays. Across the Hudson River, Columbia County has confirmed 24 cases of COVID-19, with 9 more county residents suspected of having COVID-19. Columbia County Department of Health Director Jack Mabb said in a statement March 24th, and I quote, "We haven't reached anywhere near the peak of the COVID-19 cases we expect in the county," end quote. On March 26th, Rensselaer County Executive Steve McLaughlin estimated that the peak may be 2 weeks away locally. Columbia Memorial Hospital in Hudson has been cleaning space for more beds arriving this week. Columbia County Department of Health Director Jack Mabb says the county does not have enough tests. Mabb said, and I quote, "If we are not able to test, then we are not going to know the prevalence in the community, and we won't be able to isolate them. The more positive people we identify, the more we can shut down the virus movement in the community." And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Eric Anderson is reporting for the Times Union. The deadline for acquiring a real ID has been extended by 1 year to October 1st, 2021 by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. The previous deadline for obtaining secure identification was October 2020, but with the closing of Department of Motor Vehicle offices in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic, DHS officials chose to extend the target date. The Real ID is one of several enhanced identifications that will be accepted for entry into federal buildings and installations and by the Transportation Security Administration for airline passengers traveling in the United States. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and your COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather. Looking around the region this morning, the snowpack that developed recently has retreated to north of Saratoga Springs. And that makes sense since temperatures are starting out in the mid-40s today, around dawn. Winds increase a bit through the day, but so does the sunshine, with high temperatures peaking at 60 degrees at 5 p.m. Right after that, temperatures start dropping off a couple hours before it gets dark. It keeps going overnight, reaching 30 degrees tomorrow at dawn, making a slight refreeze hazard. But that fades quickly as temperatures bounce back to 51 tomorrow afternoon. Rain enters the area around noon and sticks around till Monday. Sunday's high will be in the low 50s again. Pollen levels will be medium today and will taper off as rain enters the area and washes it away over the weekend. Today's nearest possible snowfall will be 550 miles away. The next high tides will be at 5:25 a.m. and at 5:54 p.m. The next low tides will be at 12:12 p.m. and tomorrow at 12:09 a.m. Water temperature will be 41 degrees. Sunset today will be at 5:56 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:45 a.m. Looking way up, we see that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 near-Earth objects are expected today. The most dangerous of them is 235 meters wide and traveling at 23.7 kilometers per second. That particular rock is capable of delivering about 5,000 megatons of destruction, the equivalent of the world's nuclear arsenal. That would be enough to destroy the whole of Canada. Fortunately, all six of them will be passing right by us. Solar wind speed is currently 400 kilometers per second at 4.2 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3, quiet. There have been 17 days since the last sunspot, and this has been the Better Weather brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXE underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXE is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, and that was an original theme song by DJ AJ. And so I just want to let you guys know before we start our show, all views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the parent of the Clubhouse parents or of the Clubhouse's parent organization, the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. I am DJ Popcorn here with our special guest.
Hey, hey, it's DJ Kansu.
DJ Fees, what's up?
And so,
how's it going?
Good, good. How are you guys?
Good. You know, all right.
Pandemic life, you know? Yeah. It's becoming normal, so it's like, yeah, I'm all right, but it's still weird. Still right. Weird.
Just getting used to everything. Is,
mm-hmm.
It's true.
Adjustments are
short. How are you doing over there? How's New York?
New York.
Yo, it's hard to watch the numbers, see what's up. It's like, yeah,
I'm just watching everything I love fading slowly.
Brutal.
Yeah,
you just got news about another time off from school extension.
Yep,
said another 14 days. You've already been through it for 14 days, as I understand it.
Mm-hmm. How does your response to this 14 day announcement different than your response to the first 14 day announcement?
I'm not surprised. Honestly, I'm really not.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, were you a bit more... It sounds like you had been a bit more excited about the first stint
the first
of it
one
than,
I
then,
was,
than the second
now
one.
It's worrying me to a point where, like, I don't even want to leave the house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No. Yeah, it's real. I mean, that's why all these guidelines are out, right? Because it's legitimately dangerous.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, we're here. You're in the studio, which is great news. Thanks for holding it down.
Mm-hmm. Practicing social distancing about it, so mm-hmm. Holding that down.
Yeah.
Well, and speaking of all of us being kind of quarantined and sitting in somewhere, we were talking about the memes that are starting to pop up also.
Some of the class of 2020 memes, you know, those...
Those really, gotta be rough.
Yeah, those hit different, honestly.
I mean, that reminds me, this whole the whole memes things reminds me of a Roddy Ricch song.
Yeah.
The Box. It's like we all feel a little stuck in our little boxes right now. Pleasant out,
Pluto. Pleasant out. Right. And, you know, just like being somewhat quarantined is like in your house, basically your house being the box, metaphorically you being trapped, you know? So, hey.
Sorry, you broke up on us a little bit here. Oh. We're all trying to do the online work-in through Skype call-in thing. But if you could just repeat that last.
Yeah, so it's basically, you know, metaphorically you being trapped inside your house, which is the box.
And yes.
And you at home, you know, just quarantine away from everybody you love and doing the things that you love to do. So it's difficult.
Hopefully you're with your quarantine with some people you love.
Yeah.
I hope.
Somewhat.
It's certainly a test of your love.
That's true. That's true.
So, so I just wanted to get your opinion on something. Do you think that right now is a time that we would need memes or something like that?
Yo, if you give us a, maybe you can give us a song break. We're gonna check ourselves and make sure our call is on because I want to answer that question. So can you hold that question for us? Maybe throw on a song for a minute. We're gonna check our stuff.
Okay, we'll be back after a quick song break, and we'll let you guys listen to Silly Watch by Lil Uzi Vert.
So, if you can just repeat that last question you asked us, we're going to try and see if we can hear you.
So, here's the question. The question is, do you think right now is a time that we would need memes or something of that caliber?
Hmm, okay. I like that question. So, the idea of needing memes, I mean, I guess people are needing distraction, right? Needing things that are... Yeah. Making this lighter, needing things that are comedic and humorous, and also needing things that make you not feel alone, right? Like you can look at a, you're saying you can look at a meme on Instagram, right, and be like, oh, somebody else is feeling exactly how I feel. I can identify with that.
Right.
That makes me feel better, right? So, I mean, it feels like a useful thing to have in this
It's the, oh, I can relate kind of situation.
Super hopeful.
Right.
So, what do you think?
No, I agree. Yeah, no, that makes sense. It's like breaking down that feeling of isolation, right? And so, like, little ways of connecting, having humor, having that shared emotion. And, like, memes just can capture an emotion so well. It's just real life. Like, you know, it's just, like, pure brilliance out there in meme world sometimes. It blows my mind. I'm like, who needs a therapist when there's memes? No, it's not true. You probably should have a therapist. But they don't replace each other. But, yeah, no, it's good stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, for me, I feel like my perspective on this would be that right now we would need something like memes or something like that takes our like our distractions off of, oh, what if I'm gonna need a ventilator in the next few days? What if I die? What if I catch coronavirus two times? You know, just something to like distract us from the reality of the whole like pandemic crisis thing, how it's spreading, how we're losing months and months of school at a time.
Mm-hmm. Some students losing whole years at this point, right? And also kind of what you were saying in terms about like the kind of spin out of anxiety and worry of, am I going to get it again? Like, or right. did I already have it? Or what is this? Or am I going to give it to somebody that I love? Like, that feels like the piece where I know I've been inhaling radio on a regular right. basis, just trying to get different pieces of information to be able to calm that level of anxiety, right? But I don't know about you. It's like, is more information helpful to you, or does it make you more anxious, right? Because if you're like, oh, I got it once, and or maybe I had it, and that means my immunity's better. So it's like, we don't have the information to say that, really, or not, right? So what do you more information or less? Which are you on the side of?
I feel like I'm on more of the less information, in a sense. I don't. It's kind of complicated mm-hmm. for me, because like I constantly like go to sleep just thinking about the fact that if it really came down to it and there was only a certain amount of ventilators and they actually had a certain amount of the cure that, like, you know, like some scientist made and is able to cure this, and like there's only a limited amount of it, but there's also other people in this world that are going to need it, but they're most likely going to give it to the people who are more in risk of dying, right? So it's more the fact that, what if, you know, you don't want anybody to die, but, you know, somebody could still possibly get sick and somebody could die, you know? So it's kind of a 50-50 chance of, you know, who could get it or who could survive. So it's really weird.
It kind of feels like what you're saying. Again, we're having some issues just hearing you on our end. I'm sure that they can hear you well on the other side of the radio waves, but it feels like it sounds like you're saying if you have this inundation of information, right? Is that the issue that it makes it worse? You can't do anything about it except follow the instructions that are there?
Yeah.
Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically,
okay.
You got it.
I mean, I can hear, getting inundated with information can also be anxiety inducing. Mm-hmm. So there's a balance to be had.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so how do you guys feel about the whole, like, you know, fighting in stores about toilet paper kind of thing? Say hand sanitizer, selling hand sanitizer for like $2 a squirt. How do you guys feel about that? No, I know
their stomachs all hurt. Whoop. Yeah, we're still having a hard time on this end catching your questions. Seems like it's clear on the radio, it's just our Skype line. So, you know, like, chat us that question.
I'll send it to you.
We'll throw on a song for a minute. I know you got some great songs queued up too to play. There was the.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, we got a bunch of stuff, so whatever you feel like throwing out there.
I'm gonna play you guys a quick song. And after that, you know, we'll come back with the question. We'll check back in with you guys, and I hope you guys enjoy. Yeah.
All right, cool.
I turned to an attic, I brought me a paddock, I brought her a baby with me. Yeah, I brought me a Maybach, came with two doors, yeah, that's a Mercedes one. I stay with the baddest, I'm counting cabbage while making my lady. I brought a G-Wagon, that shit was a Brabus, that's why I be racing. Yeah, we brought the full door, had to get ready for war. Yeah, we brought the full door, had to get ready for war. Yeah, we brought the full door, had to get ready for war. Yeah, we brought the full door, had to get ready for war.
I got static in my city, who with me? Pull up with this 30 and this chopper, hold a 50. Man, I heard that Mickey, that's the wrist. Rain, spray his car, spray his window. Icky, icky, icky. Tryna get it. Yeah, I swear that two-way sticky, sticky. I keep them right out of the front door. I'm picky, picky, yeah. And every time she go to call my phone, I'm busy, busy, yeah. Hello. I heard it's some that's on my head. I heard it's some that's on my brain. Oh my God, y'all bet you'll be for y'all, I'll be dead.
Yeah, yeah.
Whole lot, whole lot, whole lot, whole lot of, yeah. Whole lot, whole lot of clothes, it's on my sweat. Whole lot of emeralds, please tuck your baguettes. Yeah, whole lot of red rubies on my neck. Boozy, it came with a tick. The brick, it came with a vent. I can teach you how to flex. The Draco, it came with a vent. The condo, it came with a pit. My n***a came with some Manny boy, ain't believe me. That's why I pulled up and my neck was on switch. Manny boy, ain't believe me. They thought I believe in the devil like witch. Manny boy, ain't believe me. A real rock star, chrome heart on my bean.
I swear, boy, can I see me? That's why I be living my life like I'm Stevie.
Wake up beside my b***h. I got on that titchy, how you fed a change.
I turned to an addict, I brought me a paddock, I brought her a baby one. Yeah, I brought me a Maybach, came with two doors, yeah, that's a Mercedes one. I stay with the baddest, I'm counting cabbage while making my lady baddest. I brought a G-Wagon, that was a Brabus, that's why I brought a G-Wagon. Yeah, we brought the full door, had to get ready for war. Yeah, we brought the full door, had to get ready for war. I had to count my money on the island door. I just took that shot and behind the stores. I had to get on my knee on my vine. I had to get on my holder. I had to take 12 right on the mile. Drive it like my van was stolen. It seemed like my bridge ain't brand new. Cause I'm only known just to flow. Yeah, I just know they be watching it. Yeah, I just know they be watching.
All these. Welcome back. This is DJ Popcorn.
Do not trust me. Baby, I'm a bust. Wait before you.
Alright, hey.
We're here.
Shakiagi.
So the last we heard, because we're doing some chat and mixing up our tech here to make it work for everybody, the question was, what is our opinion on the whole fighting in stores thing, right? Everybody's been going after each other for toilet paper right here. There's people who are purposely coughing on groceries.
Yeah, those stories really were upsetting.
Yeah, lock them up.
Yeah, I feel like if you coughing on stuff in stores during this academic, you really don't, pandemic, you really don't care.
Yeah. Hey, is that Chef Miyagi?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. Yeah. Glad you could hop on with us.
Yeah,
so. Yeah, the whole fighting in stores, it's like the pandemic mentality. People get anxious, people get,
and I feel like
instead of a mob mentality, it's this all for one, one leg.
Survival. Yeah. I feel like didn't you say survival of the fittest? Somebody said that when we were talking earlier.
That was me.
I feel like it's the simple fact. Right, that energy, which evolution can be a vicious thing, so we're going to be careful with our,
I just feel like some people are so petty that they just, take the time out of their, day to go and spit on things. Like, it's just so petty to me. Like, that.
Yo, that's beyond, yeah.
This, right now is a perfect time to really work together and build, a stronger community.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's, the majority story in the world, you're gonna hear the stories of fighting, but, I feel like for every one of those, I hear, four other stories of people, looking out for each other.
Yeah.
Those stories, but I also think about how high stress people are too, right? And somebody being short with you in the grocery line doesn't necessarily mean they're an ass, maybe they're just having a really hard time and can't. So it's we gotta be gentle with each other, not expect everyone to be super happy low key necessarily. Yeah. I've heard this story about this woman who would this was in I think London actually. And everyone's struggling with this. So she was talking about how she had a 48-hour nursing shift, front lines, responding to these cases, and then finally got off, gets to the grocery store, and can't find anything she needs, and had a literal meltdown in the store, right? So people are coming in
I understand that.
You don't know from what walk of life or what situation. Yeah.
Yeah,
judge a book by its cover.
Because coming from a worker this generation, growing up in things like that, in different kind of crisis, there was the Great Depression, and there was a lot of other things that have happened in this world, and then now we have a huge pandemic that we don't know if we're gonna die, how many ventilators there are, if there's gonna be a cure, things like that. I would see why she would be breaking down, because she just got off of her shift and she was hoping she can get her necessities to provide for herself, so maybe she could prevent it easier. So maybe if everybody was just more considerate, then they can help each other out. So just a toilet paper for a hand sanitizer, things like that.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Pat each other back.
Right.
Look out for each other, Kick it.
I need toilet paper, you need hand sanitizer, I got you.
What's up?
Right.
Be a team.
Just be a team. Guys? Guys?
How do you feel about, not being in school right now during this situation?
Well, right now for me, it's not really so much shocking, but it's just really been boring. I've been boring myself with social media, not knowing what to watch. This morning I watched Dr. Pimple Popper just because it came in my feed, and I was just yeah.
So, have you been picking up any new books or anything?
Yeah.
I read a little bit. You got a little bit. Just a little bit. Not too much.
Yeah,
can't do that right now.
Yeah. I just feel like everything I get invested in right now, it seems like everything's gonna go away at a certain point, you know, right now. Like, the happiness in the beginning of, like, this school year, you know, it was so great. I was so happy to get back to school, get on that rhythm. Like, waking up at 6 o'clock, get on the bus, get back to school, get back home.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, I hate school, but I love school, and, oh, I hate this and hate that. But now I can't really even say that. It's just, I don't even know what to hate anymore. I've just been in quarantine so long that it just, like, it's mixed my mind.
What do you miss about school?
That, like, I get to see other people and not have to, like, worry about, like, constantly maybe dying.
Got you. So, like, being in school was, like, it gave you, like, distraction from what's going on. So, how would you... So, what are some ways that you can, like, fill that void in besides being on social media? Ever thought about, like, games, apps, or anything like that?
Yeah. Definitely games.
Games. What games do you like?
You should know.
Fortnite.
You know, it's just like a side grind. But I, as Polo G just said, I'm just focused on music. That's what I've been. Like, the music distracts me. It brings me to, like, my, like, a reality in a sense.
Would you say it's therapeutic?
Yeah.
Gotcha. I can agree.
Yeah, so
I can totally agree.
What I'm gonna do now is I'm going to play you guys the 6:30 news, and we will be back in a little bit. Okay.
See you guys.
See you guys. He like fun, we knocking his cap on. Another day, a new chain or a Mac ball. All this ice got me freezing like Jack Frost.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. The Columbia paper, the Ghent-based independent weekly newspaper, has temporarily suspended its print publication, effective with the March 26 edition. In an editorial, editor and publisher Parry Teasdale apologized to readers, calling the paper collateral damage from the pandemic. He said, and I quote, I didn't give you more warning of this because I didn't see it coming, end quote. The past two issues, Teasdale reported, carried a reduced number of pages, but reducing the size of the publication did not make up for the loss of advertisers. At this point, he said, how long the suspension will last is unknown, but he hopes will be no more than 4 or 5 weeks. Teasdale did say that although the economic impact of the pandemic was a significant factor, the decision to suspend publication started over concerns for the health and safety of its delivery drivers, many of whom would be considered, and I quote, high risk, end quote, if they contract the virus. In the meantime, the paper intends to focus on its website and carry on until a print edition is viable again. Earlier this week, Hudson Valley One publisher Getty Savakas announced that Ulster Publishing has suspended indefinitely the print publication of its newspapers. The 47-year-old enterprise publishes the Woodstock Times, the Kingston Times, the New Flats Times, and Saugerties Times. Read the full editorial in the Columbia paper. Melanie Lekosevic is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Greene County Chamber of Commerce this week launched Takeout Weeks, and the Greene County Department of Tourism is operating a Takeout in Greene. Both programs provide websites that link restaurants and breweries with customers. Under Governor Andrew Cuomo's executive order, restaurants and food suppliers were deemed essential businesses and can still operate, but only takeout and delivery are permitted. Takeout weeks are scheduled to run through April 5th. Greene County Chamber of Commerce President and Executive Director Jeff Friedman said the chamber is trying to encourage county residents to help local businesses stay open during the ongoing emergency. A list of participating restaurants can be found at greencountychamber.com. The Takeout in Greene program is offered by the county's tourism department with a website listing local eateries open for business. County Tourism Director Heather Bagshaw said the program's organizers are in contact with restaurants weekly. Tourism's list of takeout, curbside, and delivery options can be found at takeoutingreen.com. Eric Anderson is reporting for the Times Union. Amtrak is suspending all service to Vermont at the request of Governor Phil Scott. Scott said the decision was part of an effort to stop the spread of the COVID-19 pandemic. The service suspension came as the governor ordered Vermonters to, and I quote, stay home, stay safe, end quote, and told all non-essential businesses to close. Both the Ethan Allen Express and the Vermonter suspended service as of Thursday, March 26. The suspension effectively leaves Saratoga Springs and other communities north of Albany temporarily without passenger rail service. Schenectady will lose two of its five daily routes. Both the Ethan Allen and the Adirondack stopped there before turning north to Saratoga Springs. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Your house. Music program at the clubhouse. Got a drum set at the clubhouse. Got a piano at the clubhouse. Make your own beats at the clubhouse. Get on the video at the clubhouse. Share your voice at the clubhouse. Express yourself at the clubhouse. Tracks program at the clubhouse. Be yourself at the clubhouse. No judgment at the clubhouse. No drama at the clubhouse. We accept you at the clubhouse. Got field trips at the clubhouse. Got art supplies at the clubhouse. Creativity at the clubhouse. Pinch your own wall at the clubhouse. Got a TV at the clubhouse. Got Wi-Fi at the clubhouse. Food and snacks at the clubhouse. Hope to see you at the clubhouse.
Hello and welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. So, we're back with our Corona discussion. You know, Corona discussion, Corona discussion. So, we've got DJ Feeds and DJ Kingston back with us. We had some minor...
Hey, sounds good so far?
We're back.
Yeah, it sounds like we figured it out maybe a little bit, some technical difficulties.
And if not... DJ Popcorn willing to read our chat comments. It's very generous.
Right. Yes.
Appreciate you. But we're going to keep this going.
Yeah. In any way, I will make sure to keep this going.
Yeah.
Appreciate
awesome.
You.
Thank you.
This is not the first radio show where I've heard some issues with call-ins. It happens like every hour. I feel like I hear a show where somebody's like, everyone's on Skype. It gets crowded. But it's like kind of cool to watch people like make things work. When it's not so easy, when you got to work through different troubles. It's like, all right, we're all showing our resilience a little bit right now.
And that was something I heard Chef Miyagi actually say, was that now is a great time to be working together, right? We're all showing up to try and figure out how to maneuver and finagle and hack it all together to make it work still.
What a word, man.
Awesome. So... what did you want to get into also in this half, right? I know we missed a little bit. I heard something about hand sanitizer right before
the
news.
You did.
But
so what you were hearing about the hand sanitizer was sort of like, you know, if we like stick to our guns and like stay together in a sense, you know, like toilet paper for hand sanitizer or hand sanitizer for toilet paper, you know, a trade for a trade, just have each other's back in a sense.
Mm-hmm. Bartering, trading to get needs met. I like that.
Yeah. We had a little mini discussion about that real quick before the news and everything.
Mm-hmm. Glad y'all dropped into that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I feel like one of the things that's, like, makes this whole conversation about, like, shopping and your needs, like, all of it so stressful is, like, there's just this sort of, like, big unknown of, like, are they going to restock grocery stores regularly? Like, yeah. Are things going to be there? It's just, like, people keep kind of asking the question. The answer in general is, like, yes, we're open for business, essential yeah. services, shipping, grocery stores. Don't worry about it.
But it's the but fact like, that they don't know.
Grocery stores are also built for, like, American consumerism, which looks like buy what you need for a few days and then go back or eat out, right? Like,
yeah.
we're not really, like, our economy is not set up at all to support people staying home for weeks.
We broke.
Yeah, with facts.
We like, broke.
We need to work somehow, honestly.
It's not what I did, but it's not the way to put it. Facts. We broke.
Yo, I mean, and people are calling for a national, some people are calling for a national shutdown now. It's like, what's the trade-off, though? It's like, yeah, we're broke, like, across the board in a different way that some people are feeling, right? So people were who were already in the most vulnerable positions yeah. that don't know if you're going to be able to get food regularly, putting 10 bucks in your car, now you're already yeah. at a lower point, and then the people who were quote unquote doing really well are now feeling some of the same strains that we were feeling on a regular, like on a base level just to start with.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. And so the whole country is in this complete upside down sort of state.
Downward that, spiral.
Yeah. Yeah. It's downward spiral. That's a really good way to say it.
You know
yeah,
what? This reminds me it. Of like right now, like in social studies right now, we were learning like a little bit about like the Great Depression. And so this is what that reminds me of. Like if I was to be like alive back then, like it like, I feel like, I you know, like not being alive back then and being alive now is like two different things. But like now it's like the fact that you don't know if you're going to die. But before you didn't know if you were going to have food. You didn't know if you were going to still anxiety. Have a job. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But now like not just people with anxiety, but like now everybody's like developing this anxiety. They don't know if they're going to die. They don't know if they need a ventilator. They don't know if they need gloves, masks, toilet paper. They don't mm-hmm. know if we're going to have a whole government shutdown and be locked in our houses. They don't know.
How they going to pay rent? How they exactly. going to get clothes?
Mm-hmm.
Mothers are in the hospitals giving birth to their babies, and fathers can't even
education
be there educationally. Just, high school graduates graduating this year can't walk across the stage. It's,
yeah.
Things like that are still in the air that we don't know answers to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then mm-hmm. Everybody's lives have been put on hold in a way. Yeah. Except for those who still know how to, but even those who are like, no, I might be prepared for this. Everybody's still like, wait a minute, this is a huge shift in our daily lives.
Like imagine like knock on wood, things went left. Imagine life waking up in the morning knowing that half the world just disappeared.
Right. So, but what kind of ties into this is like a bit of racism, because I feel like this is going to, like, bring out the bad in everybody, in a sense. Like, everybody right
I
now.
I hope not, man. I really hope it brings out the good. Like, if it brings out the good.
Right now, it just seems like this right now is bringing out, like, the bad side of everybody and showing everybody's true colors right now and how they really feel about the world, how they feel about political topics, how they feel about economics, things like that. Like, right now is that kind of time. So there's this song called You're the Ox by Viral.
Oh,
it's Viral by Year of the Ox.
Viral by Year of the Ox.
Who are Korean American rappers from Virginia.
Right. So I'm going to play you guys that quick on a quick song break note. And yeah, I'm going to let you guys sit on that one. Tell us how you guys think at our email at
ourtownourtruth@gmail.com if anybody wants to give feedback while we're on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So hope to see you guys. Hope to see your emails, and yeah, let you guys listen to this quick.
All right.
Sounds good.
Come and move! You're gonna be standing right next to me. I don't want them under me. Come and move! Come and move! Move!
Why is that?
Look.
gotta be honest on this track, so I wanna be earnest. After 9/11, I remember seeing turbans and getting nervous. My friend called me out and said I'm being an ignorant person. Said I was being racist, I had to take it cause I deserved it. Listen, I wanna be honest, so I give you facts. My uncle had a deli and every week he's getting jacked. And 9 out of 10 times he stick up kids, they happen to be black. That's why he's screaming, hurry up and buy with his hand on his strap. Look, if I wanna be heard, can't forget the balance. I mean, we're racist to a point, but here's the bigger challenge. Why do we group people together and only focus on the minuses? Scared of pandemics, but hate is stronger than any viruses. Think I'm dealing with racism worse because of the outbreak? No, we've been dealing with racism since birth with outbreaks. I still have faith in humankind, but what do I know? Hatred's the most contagious, and these days it's going viral.
I hate
viral. This morning I told my mama to watch her back cause they out to get us. Their plan of attack is like that of the clan but without the getter. Paranoid and ignorant is a dangerous combination. They wanna blame someone so they aim it at all the Asians. I saw the clips of them getting kicked and it got me livid. What is this time that we live in? What kind of society is this? There isn't a limit to the lengths they'll go for a viral image. And hatred may be permitted still but violence isn't. All this is showing us how dark it is that we've become. Showing us how weak you are by targeting the weakest one. They weren't asking for problems, still they looked at him awkward. Wearing a mask out of caution, and now look what it cost him. And it's an issue, I know it's something to iterate. Even if they continue to, Corona doesn't discriminate. The state of danger is getting drastic, it's about survival. But hate and anger's been spreading faster, but now it's viral. Viral, 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 viral,
viral.
Fear makes people do crazy things, your mind switched to auto. If I die, then everyone dies, it becomes the motto. You locking me in my house, and my freedom's what you f*** with. The f*** you, I'm leaving every elevator button lit. You try to throw my cousin in a box, then you broke a neck. Separated families, the phone's out, now it won't connect. That's why I hate you, spit on your face, show no respect. Left us out to die, no one heard our cries, cause no one's left. You know the story, Asian boy, bully. Boy, small boy, and nowadays they call him sick boy. They quarantine him at school, you know how kids do it. This point, his spirit destroyed. After school, goes to his dad's desk drawer and finds the pistol. Loads of shaking so much, and just points at himself while crying. Fuck everybody that I know. Am I the only one right now that's feeling suicidal? And he shoots himself in the face and he dies, and it goes viral.
Look, we're gonna have other comments of a similar tone. All over the United States, we're seeing cases of individuals that have been in China. And many of them are ethnic Chinese, so you may feed a kind of racial response, a kind of xenophobia that is always in America, just, you know, this close to the surface. Give it a little scratch and boom, out comes the racism. So I think we're in very dangerous territory right now, where we need not only infrastructure guidance, but moral guidance in how to respond to a frightening epidemic.
Welcome back to the Clubhouse Radio. So that was You're the Ox, viral. So how did you guys feel about that song? What was some stuff that you took away from that?
It hits hard.
Yeah.
Does. And like, yeah, just like, we talked about this on the show a little while ago, and then I feel like, kind of like, it was like when it was first starting and all the cases seemed like they were more concentrated in China, there was like that conversation that started around racism and things. And it was like, oh, we're the number one, right at this point, country in the world in terms of number of cases. It kind of slipped. And then it's like, oh, we can't forget, right, that we had started to pay attention to that piece just because we're struggling too. Like, this racism piece has to be like looked at, and like that song, the music video, has a whole bunch of live like Facebook feed and other videos showing like the violence that happens, and it's stark to see, right? It's easy to like pretend that's like not a thing going on, but it is reality. And I think like that debate of like, does this bring out the best or worst in people? It brings out the extremes in people, which might be the extreme best compassion you've ever seen come out of somebody, or like the worst violence. And like, I think the line he's got about like everyone's scared running on auto. What is your auto turn on as, right? And I also appreciated the song opening with like acknowledging how we all have those instincts in us, right? He acknowledged, yeah. like, I had a racist instinct around people with turbans after 9/11. Like, somebody called me out. I own it. Like, so it's also right. recognizing, like, that this can show up in a lot of different ways, that we all can have an instinct to act that way, but being yeah. aware of it keeps us from, like, acting out on each other.
Right. And just the fact that, like, he spoke about that kind of stuff, like, not like... Like, but, like, more the trauma of, like, the end point of the situations. Like, mm-hmm. at the end of this, like, there's a bunch of memes. Like, oh, me and my boys after the quarantine, when me and my boys come out of the house and go to school after the quarantine and we see each other. Like, there's, a bunch of captions. But, like, one thing that I feel like that everybody's doing right now is, like, on Instagram, there's been some people who have been posting these pictures with, a throwback picture of themselves with the caption, "Until Tomorrow." I feel like that's something that, like, it really hits different for me right now. Like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it just, like, this one, like, really hits home with me because I feel like, looking back at your past self and what you used to go through, and then now with, like, this whole pandemic thing going on, you don't know if you're going to die, like, scrambling to find your necessities, trying to get yourself to, you know, mm-hmm. a standpoint that's, like, beneficial.
Are you talking about, like, mm-hmm. overcoming the physical obstacles yeah. and yeah. then having to go through something that you can't even grab?
Yeah.
And then it's,
like, then, like, passing yourself through, like, the mental, like, obstacles, like, what you went through before versus what you went through now, what was harder for you, and then from a standpoint of looking at it as a perspective of being this little kid in your mom's womb that you don't even know you exist yet, and then now... like, scrambling to, like, you know, you never know if you're going to be on a ventilator in, like, the next 50 minutes. So, it's, like, hey. It's, I'm not even going to say it's, like, a 50-50 chance of whether you could die or not. But, like, I heard on the news, they said, like, mostly, like, 60% of Americans are probably going to get this. And I was, like, I don't know.
So,
that's a solid amount of people.
Mm.
Well, and that's the thing to think about, too, when we're getting all this news and information that's feeding different anxieties. It's like, okay, 60% of Americans could get it, but that doesn't mean that 60% are going to be severely ill, are going to right. die, are going to need to be hospitalized. 60% are carriers mm-hmm. of it, and we could see what and how mm-hmm. that affects different people who are older, have immunocompromised systems, have asthma. There's all these different factors, right? So I think it's important to just remember that just, like, we hear these big numbers and we have to contextualize them, I think.
There was a yeah. nurse on... I'm sorry, I'm going to cut you off. There was on Instagram. I don't believe everything I hear on social media. But mm-hmm. she said that if you have, like, any symptoms, like a common cold or anything like that, take it like a regular common cold. If your symptoms do get severe and out of control, go seek medical attention. But other than that, they don't want people to over exaggerate the coronavirus, basically. Mm-hmm. Like, don't give it more oxygen than it already has, basically.
Right.
I got the stats on what I was saying about, like, the ventilators thing. It said that this is from February, so it might not be as accurate as it is right now. So it says a February report reveals that the U.S. has about 170,000 ventilators, but according to one expert, about 1 million Americans may need ventilator treatment during the coronavirus outbreak.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a significant amount of people that are about to die.
Or that need the proper health care to make sure that they don't die.
Right.
Yeah, and, like, that reveals the inconsistencies and the inequalities in our healthcare system in a larger way, I think.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, Cuomo does a daily... So Governor Cuomo from New York State does a daily task force briefing where he actually is doing a pretty good job, like, giving the straight facts. Like, I appreciate those briefings, and I don't know if you checked in, because it's exactly, you know... what we're talking about, he's laying out, like, all right, here's, like, where we're seeing the curve go in terms of how many people catch it. And, like, right now, 20% of the – I think it's about 20% of the people who catch it have serious enough symptoms that they need to be hospitalized, right? And then of that amount, there's a lesser amount that need a ventilator, right? And a smaller amount than that, right, who might die from it. And I think we're up to, like, 1,000 cases or something, people dying.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, like, it's good to have those – you know, specific stats, but, like, there's so many different circumstances that we're talking about that like might make it more dangerous. So your own anxiety is going to be registered to your own knowledge of your own vulnerability, right? Like, yeah. And the numbers can be helpful, but yeah, it's a daunting thing to look at. And the whole reason the quarantine has been pushed so hard, right, is like the fewer people who can catch and spread it, right, those numbers won't balloon out as much, right? We won't get to that point where we're short a million ventilators, right? If we can stop the spread sooner. That's based on it just spreading kind of wild. So when people ask you to stay home for another 14 days from school, we're really trying to like buy time for hospitals to get that equipment, to build up their capacity to come up with some sort of treatment or vaccine, right, for it, which could take up to 2 years, right? So we're talking about like, we got to have a long haul picture together about how we like actually bring ourselves into a place where like this can be handled different.
Mm-hmm. Right. Shout out to all the medical professions out there. Everybody in the medical field. I want to give you guys a shout out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the frontline workers.
Yeah.
So I just did the math on the stats that I just did. So about a million people may need ventilators, right? And there's only 170,000. So 983,000 people might be affected.
Yeah, it's
huge numbers.
It really is. It's why there's all these Department of Defense Production Acts coming out that can order companies to produce the materials that the federal government needs and that states need to be able to help all of these people. But you know, we're hearing about different places starting to make hand sanitizer. Hanes is starting to make masks and gowns, right? Like, instead of making, there's a place outside of somewhere in Pennsylvania that instead of making their jerseys, they're starting to make mesh protective gowns instead. Like, people are trying to help out.
To recovery.
Yeah.
Gotcha. See, this is America. This is the America I like.
And then there's been like those businesses who make like designer freaking face masks for not for no reason.
Right.
But yeah, but just to like bring like some of the light to.
You gotta bring the drip. You gotta bring the drip to the hospital, man.
You can still be. You can also still have the coronavirus. So then I like the standpoint right there.
You need the drip, man.
So as the aspect of like the racism in the coronavirus. My boy Dopeboy Menace, shout out DJ Walter White. We got a song by him called World War III, and we're just gonna play that for you guys quick. You know?
Alright, nice.
In my boxes, cooking birds in the wok. In my high school days, I was a nerd with a Glock. Never had a whole lot, but I deserved what I got. I used to play the mailbox on the curb of my block. Dope as a needle, since ghosts had to go play the eagle. Swoop down on you, steal your food like a seagull. Smooth as Don Cheadle, kept the desert in the regal. And God we trust, but the money coming illegal. This the war report. You talking like you run New York, I need more results. This Big Mac inside my bag, I need all the sauce. Can't even trust your own mother, these walls are tall. Shh, another body gone. OG said when feds come, won't be no sirens on. So I just hustle while the money keep on piling on. These rappers make me sick, I think I need a Tylenol. Signing off. This the war report. You talking like you run New York, I need more resorts. This Big Mac inside my bag, I need all the sauce. Can't even trust your own mother, these walls are tall. Shh, this the war report. You talking like you run New York, I need more resorts. This Big Mac inside my bag, I need all the sauce. Can't even trust your own mother, these walls are tall.